This is Derek Favors, number 15 from the Utah Jazz. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
3-point game, Harris. Pick and roll, Favors takes a strong and one. Oh my, watch Derek Favors take a leap right here.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. And we're going to continue our conversation right now with Ed O'Bannon, who is joining us over the phone. Ed, of course, was the NCAA's Final Four Most Outstanding Player back in 1995 as UCLA won the national championship, defeating Arkansas. He was then selected by the New Jersey Nets in 1995. But Ed's latest contributions have come off the court. He's the author of the new book, Court Justice, the inside story of my battle against the NCAA. Ed was a figurehead in the class action lawsuit against EA Sports, which eventually led to a stoppage of all NCAA video games. And it's also given new life to the conversation on if college athletes should be compensated. What went in to deciding, okay, you know what, I'm going to put my voice, my story into a book? What was kind of the background on putting this book together?
Well, it was something that my family and I wanted me to do. I know my mom wanted me to write this book. I think the people that know me and have followed this lawsuit wanted me to give my perspective of this lawsuit and really kind of give this lawsuit a pulse. And what I mean by that is I'm not just some picture that you find on the internet that is the plaintiff, lead plaintiff of this lawsuit. I actually am a human, and I've got a family, and we were affected by this lawsuit. And so they wanted me to tell my story and tell my side of it and what my motives were and that sort of thing. So with Michael McCann, who's a brilliant man, he writes with SI.com, and just a head of dean of students at his university out in New Hampshire, New Hampshire Law. I think he captured exactly what I wanted in this book, and that was to have it an easy read and somewhat entertaining. And informative, and that's what we did. At the end of it, we have 12 calls to action, and that is basically 12 things that we think that would help the NC2A as far as revamping the rules that are in place now. So, it was something that, my family wanted me to do, and so here we are. It was a lot of fun. Michael and I talked countless hours, and getting this done. And, it was therapeutic for me to actually talk about a lot of this stuff. So it was fun. It was fun.
The class action lawsuit against the NCAA, and I've heard you tell this story multiple times, and I know it's in the book as well, but I want the listeners to hear it from your perspective. The night that you realized, this isn't right, at least from your perspective with the NCAA, it all centers around a video game, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I was just at a friend's house, and like any other day, we were coming back from golfing, basically. And his son, the night before, had been playing this video game with my national championship team. And so he put it in, like, hey, Ed, you're going to love this, you're on the game, so we were checking it out, and he was right, I loved it. It was actually really cool to see. And then he kind of gave me a nudge with his elbow, was like, we paid $60 and you didn't get a dime. And we laughed about it, but then that was, one of those things where it caught my attention, but I also kind of said, well, there's nothing I can do about it, that is the system. And then not a month later, Sonny Vaccaro, who's a close friend of mine and mentor, gave me a call with his vision on suing the NC2A. I let him know what I had recently saw. He thought that I'd be the perfect plaintiff for it. And my wife and I, kind of weighed the pros and cons of it all and jumped into it. So that's the long version of how it started for me.
You said you weigh the pros and cons. did the pros and cons play out the way you had initially thought? Or I mean, what has been the backlash to this class action lawsuit that has affected you personally?
Yes, to answer the first part of your question, they did pretty much play out the way that I thought. The backlash, there has been a lot of what seemed to me like, at least from what I, you know, from what I've gathered, is people that didn't really understand what was going on. They thought that I was in it for either money, some type of money grab, or that I had something against EA Sports and the video game and wanted to take it off the shelves. Neither is true. This wasn't a money grab. I didn't get anything for it. And two, it was EA Sports. It was their idea to stop making it and producing the video game. So, my whole thing was to pull back the curtain on all of this and how the NC2A does business. And some of these results, you know, people liked and some people didn't. So that's you know, was to be expected. But those were a lot of the backlash I got was just those were just two of the reasons that I got backlash, I guess.
Ed, tell me if I'm wrong here, but at the beginning of this interview, we talked about a very great time in college basketball. I mean, that 1995 UCLA basketball team. And then we transition and we start talking about this class action lawsuit. And today, I know the majority of your appearances are kind of geared around towards this class action lawsuit. And so it kind of spells doom and gloom, I think, for someone who just gets on the internet and they look at the class action lawsuit and they look at the fact that there is a problem, or at least many believe there's a problem with the way athletes are not fairly compensated for their college participation. But that doesn't negate the fact that you had a good time in college. At least that's what I've gathered, right? I mean, I feel like sometimes the negative overshadows everything that you accomplished in college hoops, and that seems like it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that is unfortunate. I think the perception is I didn't enjoy my college experience, and I'm like this old, mad, you know, broke, you know, former athlete, you know, that sort of thing. And that's unfortunate. I can't do anything to change people's minds other than, you know, write this book and really just kind of say what the reality is. And that's the exact opposite. I absolutely loved my college experience. I met my wife there. I started my family in college. I played basketball at the highest level of college basketball with my brother. You know, we won a championship. We played in L.A., you know, at a time where there wasn't a whole lot of things going on as far as sports is concerned. Lakers weren't very good. Clippers, Dodgers, no one was. We were the best ticket in town at that time. I absolutely loved my college experience. That's unfortunate. But you know, people are going to believe what they're going to believe. I'm not here to convince, you know, otherwise. I just tell my story, give my point of view, and really, you know, and then I'm going to go home and sleep good tonight. That's just how I've always approached this.
Two questions for you. First, what was the most difficult experience for you as a college basketball player? Something that you went through during your time at UCLA, be it a compensation-wise, be it the lack of food, be it the lack of benefits, I mean, anything that the NCAA can improve today, something that you look back on and say, look, this has to change. Does something stand out to you?
Wow. What stands out? The fact that there were times where I had no money and no food. Absolutely. And then I also know that my parents had money, right? I didn't come from a broken home or a poor home. I come from a middle class family. But at the same time, I wasn't on some allowance either. My bills were paid, but there wasn't extra money for me. So when I got to college, I was basically on my own. So there were times where I was hungry. I didn't call my mom to ask for money because I didn't want her thinking, you know, man, I sent my kid over there and he's going to bed hungry. You know, that wouldn't have did any good. So sometimes you would just bear it and go to sleep. But the other time, you know, there weren't too many nights like this. It wasn't like I was always hungry, but there were times when that happened. I'm not going to just pinpoint one particular instance because, you know, I mean, it happened, you know, a few times, but. Look, my whole thing is I would just like the kids to be able to own their likeness. That to me, that is their civil right, you know, to own your likeness. And I just feel like I'm in a position to say something, so that's what I'm doing.
On top of that, what is something that the NCAA gets right? If you had to pinpoint something from your college days, and maybe even today, I know that you have family members that have played NCAA sports. So what does the NCAA get right?
Well, I think in recent years they changed a rule to where and I don't know the exact rule, but they give parents a plane ticket to go watch the Final Four or something like that. Or, like, there's an emergency ticket available. So if a kid has, you know, God forbid, a death in a family, they can, you know, someone, the athletic department, whoever, a plane ticket can be provided to the kid so long as they eventually pay it back or something like that. You know, those are rules, I guess, that they're starting to lighten up on. Look, there are so many rules that they have in place that are just so bad. I'm trying to find something good that they do. I got to be honest. I'm trying to think. They're letting the kids eat all they can eat, I guess, in the dorms, as opposed now they let the kids put cream cheese on the bagel, as opposed to, you know, before where they couldn't put cream. I mean, those were rules that they had, and they've lightened up on those, I guess. So they've got a long way to go, I guess, ultimately, is what I'm saying.
Well, Ed, I've definitely enjoyed the conversation. I'm always going to remember you as number 31 for UCLA winning a national championship. How do you want Ed O'Bannon to be remembered, at least to the public?
Besides a national champion, I'd like to be remembered for taking a stand on something, on a social injustice that needed to be talked about, that needed to be tackled. That's it. Just someone who stood up for something bigger than him, bigger than me. I'd like to be remembered by as someone who participated in something bigger than me. I led something that was bigger than me in this lawsuit. I don't know. I guess that's the best I can do. I don't know. I've never really thought about it, to be honest with you, Jordan. I'm just happy that and honored to be in the position that I'm in. How anyone remembers me, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that I don't care. But I will say this: you're going to formulate your opinion about me, and the way you feel is the way you feel. I hope I'm doing something good for other people, I guess. I don't know.
Well, again, Ed, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us. UCLA is definitely going to get a victory tonight, though, right? You know that?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. W for the ones.
Ed, thank you so much for the time. It was a pleasure to sit and chat with you, and I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Jordan. Appreciate you having me on your show. Good. spending time with you.
Thank you very much, Ed. We've got a break for just a moment. Terrific conversation with Ed O'Bannon, but we have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll step away from college hoops and talk some NFL football when we return.